flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to The Junks. It's time now to head to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Matt Verderam, national NFL reporter for SI Now. What's up, Matt? Good morning.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
What's We're doing up, well. So before we get into the Super Bowl matchup, I want the outside of our DC bubble breakdown from you of the Commanders season in 2024 with Jaden Daniels leading the way. They made it all the way to the NFC Championship game. Disappointment, obviously, losing to the Eagles, but nobody expected the Commanders to do what they did. What did you see out of this team, and what do you think of them going forward into 2025 and beyond?
Oh, look, I mean, this is an unqualified success. I remember being out with you guys like a week before the year started, and I said I thought they could be a surprise playoff team, and you guys both were like, oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, look where they ended up, right? Yeah. So, look, I think if you're Washington, now the key and the challenge is to not slide backward, right? And that means go get another receiver to be opposite Terry McLaurin. You know, beef up the offensive line. Go fix that defense. Go add pieces. You know, go get a corner. Go get some other guys to buttress that group. But here's a good side. You got the quarterback. That is the hardest part.
Yeah.
They have that guy. They have. I mean, when is the last time that the franchise has had a real legitimate franchise guy? Joe Theismann?
Been a long time. I mean, they've had guys who've been solid for a couple of years, like Kirk Cousins, but really for the better part of 30 years, nobody.
Nobody. Yeah. So you have the guy. You have a good coach. You know, Kingsbury didn't get hired away, right? He's coming back. So, like, it's, to me, the biggest piece of the puzzle, which some teams wander in the desert forever looking for, you have that guy. Now it's about taking this cap space, taking the draft picks, and building up this roster and buttressing the areas that were big problem spots this year.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, with all the holes that you just mentioned in the roster, I mean, they go 14-6 with all those holes.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's because they have a quarterback.
So that's right.
That's pretty damn. So, I mean, look at over the years. You know, there were plenty of years in New England where that roster, player for player, I mean, it was fine,
right?
But they won because of the coach and the quarterback. Now, obviously, it's on the greatest of all time. But I mean, you cover up a lot of sins when you've got the quarterback, and they unquestionably have the quarterback.
Well, speaking of coaches, what are your first impressions of some of the guys that were hired? Jacksonville gets Cohen, right? Johnson goes to Chicago. Vegas hired the vet Pete Carroll. Schottenheimer in Dallas, maybe kind of a surprise. Who am I missing? I'm missing one. But Aaron Glenn to the Jets. Yeah. What's your first impression on any of those guys?
You know, I always try to take a wait-and-see approach. Look, I mean, the Schottenheimer move, just it's an uninspiring move.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and say Brian Schottenheimer couldn't work out, but yeah, he wasn't a hot candidate. It's not like, you know, he was somebody that a lot of teams were going after. And you know, Jerry's history says that you have a lot of questions about that hire. Aaron Glenn, listen, I like Aaron Glenn. I don't know that anybody can go to the Jets and turn that thing around with the ownership and the situation there.
Right.
Ben Johnson to the Bears, listen, Ben Johnson was the guy that everybody wanted. If you're the Bears, you got the guy. Cohen, I think, is very smart. First time ever being a head coach at any level. I mean, you know, that's a question, but at the same point, you know, that's also true of Schottenheimer. That's also true of Glenn. It's true of all these guys, save for Carroll. Carroll's the one, look, obviously he's a very good coach. The only question I have about that is just he is 73 years old. And that team, I saw the presser where he basically said, look, we're not rebuilding. Pete, you're rebuilding. You're rebuilding. Mm. The team is atrocious. Mm. Like that, they're not just going to roll out of bed tomorrow and compete with Kansas City in the West.
No.
This is not going to happen.
Well, they need a quarterback. So,
yeah, where are they getting him?
I don't know.
You know, you got Russell Wilson?
No idea.
Sam Darnold?
Back together?
No idea.
What about Darnold? Where's he going to end up?
That probably as far as the offseason goes, it's a million-dollar question. I think some people, you talk to people around the league, there's kind of a split thought of, okay, well, maybe the Minnesota tags him and they keep him. Some people think they'll tag him and trade him. Some people say, well, those last two games are so bad that maybe he just leaves in free agency and he gets a mid-level deal somewhere. My big question, if I was another team, is how much of that was Kevin O'Connell? Because if you leave, let's say he goes to the Raiders, you don't have Kevin O'Connell, you don't have Justin Jefferson, you don't have Jordan Addison, you don't have T.J. Hockenson. Like, I would listen. Maybe he turned the corner. It's possible. I know I would be leery of giving him the Baker Mayfield contract, not knowing if a lot of that was the circumstances in Minnesota.
Matt, you're the perfect guy to ask this question. You host the Matt Verderam Show, which is a video podcast heavily focused on Chiefs football. Looks like you're coming up on the one-year anniversary of that, so early congrats on that.
Thanks.
Why do so many people outside of Kansas City root against them to keep making it to the Super Bowl? Like, I kind of find myself in that camp, like, I wanted Buffalo to beat Kansas City so badly, but I don't have any rooting interest in Buffalo. Like, it's just I don't want to keep seeing Kansas City competing for Super Bowls. Is it that simple? Like, what is at the,
well,
the
it's
core?
Travis Kelce.
What's at the core of it?
It's Taylor Swift. It's all of it.
Yeah. Look, I think so. Even though I grew up in New York, my dad is a diehard Chiefs fan, mm-hmm. has been since the 60s. So I had no choice when I was born, essentially. Look, I get it. I mean, look, so I actually, it's funny. I was sitting there watching the NFC title game. Of course, it's the first game of the day. In the first two commercial breaks, there were three commercials about the Chiefs.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a Doritos commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then there was a State Farm and a Snickers commercial.
Yep.
You know, like, I get why people can't stand them. I get why they're, I don't think it's anything with them. Like, it's not a personal. I don't think they're like Patrick Mahomes is not a hateable person.
He seems like a nice guy. Like Andy Reid seems like a nice guy.
I know, but if I see fat man Andy Reid like Fumblerooski again, I'm going to throw something through my TV.
It's Bundlerooski, by the way.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
It's a combination of
Bundlerooski, Bundlerooski.
It's a combination of being overexposed at this point, and they're dominant. You know, people after a while, at first. It's kind of an arc of greatness in sports where at first they're really appreciated, and it's like, this is awesome, Mahomes and 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. And then they keep winning, and it's like, okay, this has been cool. Like, who's going to challenge them? Who's gonna be their foil? And now we're like 7 years into this, and you're like, oh, my God, is anyone going to beat this team? Like, can anyone beat them? And so I think, look, this would have happened, by the way, with Jordan in the 90s, but like social media didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the same thing would have happened. But it's just, back then, it was a totally different ecosystem. I just think, you know, look, people naturally, you want to see something different. You want to see something new. I think you know, by the end of Mahomes' career, people appreciate him in his all time. They'll want to see him win one last Super Bowl. But right now, it's just, you're exhausted by it. I think that's completely natural.
Hey, real quick, let's go back to the quarterbacks, Matt. And this is just speculation. But Darnold is out there, right? And let's say Darnold stays in Minnesota. Then what do the Steelers do? What do the Titans do? What do the Jets do? Not all these teams can draft quarterbacks. Where does Cousins end up? Rodgers, Russell Wilson.
See that? Okay, so if there's been talk that the Jets will bring back Rodgers, now I don't know if they will or they won't, right? I think that's an open-ended question. But, you know, the Titans could draft the guy. They have the number one overall pick. They may not. They may go with somebody like Travis Hunter. But they obviously have an opportunity there. The Browns, if they don't draft the guy, and I think they're a team to watch, even while Watson's ridiculous contract, look, they need a quarterback. He had a setback. He might not play all of next year. Do they go and either draft the guy or, you know, Stefanski has a history with Cousins from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, Cousins goes there. Wilson, to me, listen, if he's not back in Pittsburgh, and I tend to think he won't be, if he's not, him and Pete Carroll with the Raiders just makes a lot of sense. You remember years ago when he was getting out of Seattle, one of the teams he said he wanted to go to was the Raiders. So, I mean, there's a lot of mutual interest there. The Jets, if it's not Rodgers, you know, that becomes very interesting because you're right. I mean, they could draft a guy, but this is not a great class for quarterbacks. You know, it really isn't. So do they reach? Do they say, hey, look, let's go find the veteran stopgap. Who is that guy? If it's not Darnold, if it's not Cousins, it's somebody who, you know, it's Justin Fields. But then that begs the question, with Pittsburgh? You know, I think Pittsburgh keeps one of them. I think they're more apt to keep Fields, quite honestly. He's younger. You know, they were 4-2 with him. But, yeah, this is going to be very interesting from the standpoint that there's not enough quarterbacks to go around. Like, you're going to have two or three teams, I think, who get left kind of holding the bag here or really reaching in the draft, really trying to find, you know, like a Gardner Minshew type who's just going to kind of be a bridge for a year. That's obviously a tough sell to your fan base.
Yeah.
Rodgers ended up with 28 touchdowns and only 11 picks. I feel like the picture painted for Aaron Rodgers was worse than what happened on the field. Or am I wrong?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the biggest problem with Rodgers is Rodgers. It's just it's the circus that comes with it. You know, when you think about the Jets last year, that season started with mandatory minicamp and him in Egypt, like right after he had said, hey, you know, we can't have distractions this year. And then he's on McAfee and he's calling out this guy and he's calling out that guy. It's just, I think, you know, when you're winning MVPs, teams will kind of put up with that because they're like, hey, man, you're the best player in football at the biggest position. But when you become the 12th or 14th best quarterback in the league, teams just won't put up with that anymore. Now, look, maybe the Jets look at the landscape and say, hey, our best shot to win is bringing him back. And that is totally possible. That very well might happen. But if he hits the market, like if he goes to free agency, he'll get a job. Don't get me wrong. He'll definitely get a job. But I don't know that there's going to be some big bidding war. I think unless you're a team that thinks it can win right now, like if you're the Titans, are you going to go out and get Aaron Rodgers? Are you going to go pay like for what?
No.
You're going to win 7 games?
No way.
You know, like you've got to be a team that is sitting there going, hey, we can win right now. And I don't know that team even exists. Pittsburgh, maybe? But, like, the team's not really out there, in my opinion.
Right, Matt, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it. Have fun watching Mahomes win his 3rd straight, because I'm sure that's what's going to happen in just a couple of weeks. Thanks for the time, man.
I'll be there. Thanks a lot, guys.
That's Matt Verderam, national NFL reporter for SI, now host of the Matt Verderam Show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's my point. I know that there's a lot of nuance there, but if you just looked at touchdowns to interceptions, Aaron Rodgers had 28 touchdowns with 11 picks. Patrick Mahomes had 26 touchdowns and 11 picks.
I think you're diving too much into the statistics, because if you watched each game, those numbers are just meaningless. He made a lot of bad throws in big spots, and just because he tacked on a few touchdowns here and there, I think you have to get past that. It was a bad team and it was a bad offense.
When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters when they come to Eagle Bank Arena in March. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up next here on The Fan.
All right, the bitter cold Washington winter weather is here. Can your home's heating system keep up? Ensure your family's comfort all season long by calling the 5-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf. A Crop Metcalf 5-star technician is equipped with the top-notch training and experience to properly fix and maintain your system, and can catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, I'm the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.